From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Democratic presidential candidates are set for their final debate of the year in just a few minutes. The contest has been overshadowed by a rancorous feud between the two frontrunners over a key voter database breach and the party's response to it. Frontrunner Hillary Clinton faces off against Senator Bernie Sanders and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley just hours after the Democratic Party sought to defuse rising tensions between the Clinton and Sanders campaigns. Late Friday, Sanders filed a lawsuit aimed at forcing the Democratic National Committee to restore its voter database access, which the committee suspended after Sanders' workers had improperly viewed proprietary information belonging to the Clinton campaign. This debate is taking place just 6 weeks before the Iowa caucuses, the first of the primaries to select the Democratic presidential nominee. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says an American airstrike that killed up to 10 Iraqi security forces appears to have been a mistake involving both sides. Carter called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to express his condolences. He says the two men agreed the regrettable incident would be investigated.
These kinds of things happen when you're fighting side by side, as we are, and we recommitted ourselves to that campaign against ISIL.
Carter said a missile fired by a U.S. warplane hit Iraqi security forces near the city of Fallujah in central Iraq. The U.S. military said that the targeting information for the airstrike came from Iraqi forces on the ground near Fallujah, which is controlled by the self-proclaimed Islamic State. This is VOA News.